Here is my security news roundup for the week ending March 8, 2024. U.S. court orders NSO Group to hand over Pegasus spyware code to WhatsApp. A U.S. judge has ordered NSO Group to hand over its source code for Pegasus and other remote access Trojans to Meta as part of the social media giant's ongoing litigation against the Israeli spyware vendor. The decision marks a major legal victory for Meta, which filed the lawsuit in October of 2019 for using its infrastructure to distribute the spyware to approximately 1,400 mobile devices between April and May. This also includes 24 Indian activists and journalists. These attacks leveraged a then-zero-day flaw in the instant messaging app, a critical buffer overflow bug in the voice call functionality, to deliver Pegasus by merely placing a call, even in scenarios where the calls were left unanswered. Read more at thehackernews.com. AI worm infects users via AI-enabled email clients. A group of researchers created a first-generation AI worm that can steal data, spread malware, spam others via an email client, and spread through multiple systems. This worm was developed and successfully functions in test environments using popular LLMs. The team shared research papers and published a video showing how they used two methods to steal data and affect other email clients. The worm uses adversarial self-replicating prompts. The researchers say this approach could allow bad actors to mine confidential information, including but not limited to credit card details and social security numbers. Read more at tomshardware.com. Apple hit with more than 1.95 billion EU antitrust fine over music streaming. The European Commission, the European Union's executive arm, on Monday hit Apple with a 1.8 billion euro antitrust fine for abusing its dominant position in the market for the distribution of music streaming apps. The commission said it found that Apple had applied restrictions on app developers that prevented them from informing iOS users about alternative and cheaper music subscription services available outside of the app. Apple also banned developers of music streaming apps from providing any instructions about how users should subscribe to those cheaper offers, the commission alleged. Read more at CNBC.com. Urgent: Apple issues critical updates for actively exploited zero-day flaws. Apple has released security updates to address several security flaws, including two vulnerabilities that it said have been actively exploited in the wild. CVE-2024-23225, a memory corruption issue in kernel that an attacker with arbitrary kernel read and write capability can exploit to bypass kernel memory protections. CVE-2024-23296, a memory corruption issue in the RTKit real-time operating system that an attacker with arbitrary kernel read and write capability can exploit to bypass kernel memory protections. It's currently not clear how the flaws are being weaponized in the wild. Apple said both the vulnerabilities were addressed with improved validation in iOS 17.4, iPadOS 17.4, iOS 16.7.6, and iPadOS 16.7.6. Read more at thehackernews.com. Ex-Google engineer arrested for stealing AI technology secrets for China. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the indictment of a 38-year-old Chinese national and a California resident for allegedly stealing proprietary information from Google while covertly working for two China-based tech companies. Lin Wei Ding, a former Google engineer who was arrested on March 6, 2024, transferred sensitive Google trade secrets and other confidential information from Google's network to his personal account while secretly affiliating himself with PRC-based companies in the AI industry, the DOJ said. Read more at thehackernews.com. Large online dictionary leaks nearly 7 million records. Glosby, the biggest online dictionary, left a server exposed to the public, revealing personal data, encrypted passwords, social media identifiers, and other details of nearly 7 million users. Businesses employ Mongo database to organize and store large swaths of document-oriented information. Mongo database server misconfigurations sometimes leave instances accessible to the public, revealing vast amounts of sensitive data. The team discovered the open database in late December 2023 and contacted Glosby. While the organization did not reply to the team, the open instance was closed. Glosby is a multilingual dictionary that claims to cover all languages. The service, much like Wikipedia, is developed by the members of its community. Read more at cybernews.com. CISA warns of actively exploited JetBrain Team City vulnerability. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency on Thursday added a critical security flaw impacting JetBrain's Team City on-premises software to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Based on evidence of active exploitation, the vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2024-27198 with a CVSS score of 9.8, refers to an authentication bypass bug that allows for a complete compromise of a susceptible server by a remote unauthenticated attacker. In light of active exploitation, users running on-premises versions of the software are advised to apply the updates as soon as possible to mitigate potential threats. Federal agencies are required to patch their instances by March 28, 2024. Read more at thehackernews.com. This is National Consumer Protection Week. Stay informed. Keep up to date with the latest consumer rights information to protect yourself from fraud and scams. Report scams. If you encounter a scam, report it immediately to help prevent others from falling victim. Secure your identity. Be vigilant about your personal information to prevent identity theft. Shop smart. When purchasing, especially used cars or online, research thoroughly to avoid hidden fees and scams. Know your rights. Understand your rights as a tenant, consumer, and in healthcare to make informed decisions. Learn more at the Federal Trade Commission website. Just follow the link listed. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel, TikTok. The newsroom of today. In the fast-paced world of social media, a little fact-checking goes a long way, and TikTok isn't where you should get your news. Please watch my video on that topic by following the link listed. Did you know? Google it. Alphabet's search term was originally called backrub. Bots are estimated to make up 37.9% of all internet traffic. The financial sector is the main target for bot activity, followed by education, government, and gambling. The number assigned to pencils refers to the hardness of the graphite in the pencil. The lower the number, the softer the lead. Just thought you might want to know. Everything is habit-forming, so make sure what you do is what you want to be doing, thanks to Wilt Chamberlain. And that's a wrap for this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.